couldn't tell exactly what it'd be.
Okay. Right. Now, the time when animals are given their food, you just call that, say it's almost?
Feeding time.
Okay. And how did you call your cows in from the pasture?
Well, you just call them sick calves, brother.
Okay. And then how do you make the cows, when you milk the cows, what did you say to them? You understand still?
So, yeah.
Okay. Now, you said the sook calf, would you say the same thing to a cow, to a full-grown cow?
Hey, about the same thing, I reckon.
Would you say sook cow instead of sook calf, probably?
Sook calf, or that's about the way you'd call a calf, isn't it?
And then when you call to mules or horses to make them turn left and right?
Gee and how.
Okay. And calls to horses to get them into the pasture?
You call them by their name.
Okay. Did you ever use anything like Quote or Kojak?
Yeah. Quote Jack or Joe, whatever your horse's name was.
Right. And then to get a horse started when you're driving them, you'd say.
You know.
And then after you got them going, you might say.
Move to them if they're wanting to stop.
All right.
Pull your lines.
All right. And then to get them to back up, how did you?
Tell them to back. They're trained right that you can tell them to back so they can get far, but
okay.
I never could do that. I mean, train them.
Right. Did you ever say anything? I mean, after if the horse is, you know, kind of galloping along or just, you know, moving along, but you want him to go a little faster.
Tell him.
Would you say anything to him then?
Get up or
okay.
Tap him with a limb or a whip or something.
Right. And then calls to pigs at feeding.
On the pigs.
And how about sheep? Did you ever call sheep in any way?
Who sheep?
Same. Uh-huh. And how about calls to chickens?
I need to call chickens.
Okay. Just chick, chick, chick or something like that, is it?
Chicky.
Okay. Can you imitate that? Tell me how, just give me an example of how you call the chicken.
Yeah. You mean?
Yeah.
Chicky, chicky.
Yeah.
Come on, chickens.
Okay. Right. And then if you wanted to get the horse, if you get the horses ready for driving or plowing, you'd say I have to go out and
harness your horses.
Now, is that the same thing as saying you're going to gear them up?
Same thing. All this is fancy stuff and gear in it.
Okay.
Plowing straight.
All right. Okay. And then the things you hold when you're plowing, those are called.
Chick lines where you
plow
lines,
yeah.
And sand plow, chick lines, checks and double team.
I see. A chick line is when you're plowing with two horses.
Yeah.
And then the things you hold when you're riding the saddle horse.
Bridle reins.
Right, and the things you put your feet in.
Saddle, hilly stirrups.
Yeah. And when you're plowing with two horses. The horse that walks in the furrow, what do you call that horse?
He lead.
Okay. And then, now would you call him the lead or the lead horse?
Lead horse.
All right. And if something is...
That would be called the hub side of the plow you're plowing with.
Tell me, what do you mean?
We have left-hand plow and right-hand plow. Right. I was raised that you left horse was your lead horse. Well, you could put with a right-handed plow, you could call him the lead.
I see.
He'd be on your right.
I see. Okay. Now, left-handed plow, is that one that...
Left-handed plow is what we always have mostly in this country. We have them. Same kind of plow, left.